listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 13th day of March, year of our Lord 2013, welcome to the John Moore Show. Your prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage everybody to stock up on all toiletries, whatever those are for you and your family. Buy them by the case. Stock them away. They'll always get used up. Day before yesterday, my friend, my co-host on my Monday show, Jimmy Gensling, passed away after a long and valiant struggle against pancreatic cancer. So we're dedicating today's show to Jimmy, and we're playing Judy Garland's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Why can't happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Wednesday morning. We have our regular Wednesday morning guest, Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished amateur archaeologist, recently published book number 11, dealing with very sophisticated mathematics involving prime numbers, and a weekly radio talk show host with not one but two weekly radio talk shows. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, John, and yes, our feelings go out to the family and everybody. I can tell you're affected by the you know, your co-host passing away there. So,
he would have been on with us Monday, but the last few months have been a struggle for him every Monday. But it was one of the few things he had to look forward to was doing that radio show on Mondays, and his voice was just too weak Monday, and then later that day he died. It affects no telling how many people. Well, Jim, we had some good news yesterday. Complete transcripts were released of the congressional testimony of Lisa Page, and it gives, in my opinion, and I've been involved in the legal profession since 1972, very strong evidence that the Justice Department interfered with the FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton and did so in what was at least unethical and, of course, unprofessional and possibly criminal. I'm sure that there's been some discussions at the highest levels between President Trump and the members of the current Department of Justice to look into those matters and move forward with resolution. There needs to be resolution, Jim. What went on there under the Obama administration and all those people that he had appointed, I believe probably raises to the level of criminal activity. What do you think, sir?
Oh, there's no question that's beyond criminal. I mean, if you look at what Mueller is nitpicking on, you know, unrelated issues, and here you have clear evidence that does include Russian collusion to fix an election. I mean, it's so bizarre. Also seeing everything that happened with the Democratic Party, not the least of which was massive cheating in the election, which has been discovered and exposed, and not to the degree it should have been, but the amount of corruption was just in orbit, beyond orbit. I mean, it was in orbit out in the galaxy somewhere. It was so obtuse. So but this should be just the beginning. But after 2 years of investigating and trying to find some element of collusion that something Trump did, is absurd and completely turning a blind eye to what these people did is beyond bizarre. I mean, we're living in a time that's, in terms of justice and real investigation, it's so bizarre that I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless.
Well, Sean Hannity last night on Fox gave an excellent, excellent summary of what happened, how it happened, why it happened. It's probably recoverable in the modern age. It's probably possible for a watch set. But there's more than enough evidence.
Yeah, Hannity's show is always on YouTube.
Thank you. It's always, there's more than enough evidence for the Justice Department at the highest level to move forward. And if they haven't already, to investigate the actions of the former Attorney General under Barack Hussein Obama, the people that she ordered to do certain things, and that needs to move forward as soon as possible. And you're right, Jim, the Mueller investigation is filled top to bottom, left to right, with anti-Trump operatives who had an agenda walking in the door. They quickly realized that there was no collusion with Russia on the part of anybody connected with the Trump campaign. On one hand, on the other, plenty to do with the Clintons. So they started going after and prosecuting people for things that didn't even happen until after the election. For example, General Mike Flynn. His crime is forgetting some appointments and telephone calls he made, and which is not a crime, of course, but they made it appear to be a crime. And General Flynn didn't have the financial resources to stand up against the full weight of the Department of Justice, so he pled guilty because he had no alternative. The alternative to fight that would have required financial wherewithal the man simply did not have. And we've seen several examples of that, haven't we, sir?
Well, the Roger Stone incident, 6 o'clock in the morning with 27 armed with attack rifles, breaking, you know, taking them away in handcuffs, a Gestapo type of arrest. And, you know, so I was talking about this last night with somebody, and we agreed that if Hillary would have been elected, this would be the norm. There would be, you know, people that were radio talk show hosts, other people. We'd be involved in a Gestapo type of world now with arrests, complete censorship, and on and on. That's where we would be today. So, but yeah, the whole thing leading with Manafort was all leading up to Roger Stone. And now they've got him. And again, there's no charges of collusion or anything else. It's all superficial charges that, once again, he went to Congress voluntarily, and they're trying to get him on some kind of, you know, 7 charges which have nothing to do with really anything. But he has immense, immense legal bills, and he's asking people to donate to his legal fund. But it's amazing the amount of what they're doing in the background. Any reference to him is taken off the internet, so people cannot search and find his donation page. They're saying he's a millionaire, he's got lots of money, which is not true. He's pretty much retired out of politics for many years. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I looked up because I was curious about the circumstances of the well-known crime boss, murderer, racketeer, John Gotti. He was arrested. He was arrested at a restaurant, and the officers went in. Fewer officers than arrested Mr. Stone. They weren't wearing body armor. They weren't carrying military-style weapons. They just walked in, told him he was under arrest, handcuffed him, and walked him out the door of the restaurant. They could have gone to John Gotti's home in the middle of the night with 20 patrol cars and 25 officers and all the body
and
armor.
A helicopter.
And
a
everything.
Helicopter.
But they
and
didn't
CNN
do that.
News.
They didn't do that with John Gotti, who was, John Gotti since passed on. John Gotti was legitimately a violent criminal who was personally responsible for multiple murders, racketeering, all kinds of serious violent crimes. And they chose to peacefully arrest this man while he's having dinner with a couple of friends. So what's wrong with this picture, Jim? Seriously.
Oh, no, it's insanity. Yeah. It's absolutely insane. And to imagine we're living in a country where they never said anything to Stone. They never said show up. You know, which he said he would have. They never contacted his attorneys. Nothing. You know, there was no reason for them to make this Gestapo-type arrest. Plus, they tipped off CNN to be there with all of their cameras watching the thing come down.
That's right. That's right. We got a caller on hold here. Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. I tuned in a little late, but I was just hearing, what you were saying with Jim, I take it Jimmy Jinsling passed away?
He did. He did. He had pancreatic cancer, and he died Monday evening.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. I offer my condolences and prayers for his family. I knew he, you know, would speak from time to time about his, you know, his difficulties and his pains and treatments and stuff, you know, that he certainly seemed to be soldiering on quite well, you know, under the circumstances. I learned a lot, you know, listening to you two, you know, over the months that I heard him on, you know, on what Mondays you do the program with him, so. So anyway, sorry to hear that. The other reason I called in was, Jim was talking about the SWAT teams. And a thought occurred to me the other day about this. Aside from intimidation tactics and overt corruption and totalitarian attitude, I suspect there's also a budgetary element where the SWAT teams get to, you know, make requisition for their budgets based on the number of calls that they go out on every year.
And so those were volunteers. By the way, that was when the government was shut down. All of the FBI agents there were volunteers, I understand.
Right, right.
These guys did for a good time.
Yeah, right. There are twisted psychotic motivations and shooting people's dogs that are in retreat and things like that. There's a psychotic element underlying this, and that has to be extinguished post-haste. And then, but on top of it, I also suspect that there's a budgetary element, and there's this modern practice where if somebody doesn't like their neighbor, they'll call and say, my neighbor's running a meth lab or something like that. They call it swatting, you know, and they'll make some anonymous call with a spurious allegation, and next thing you know, somebody's getting, as a SWAT team coming through their door. And I think every effort, with all this tracing ability they have electronically to trace, you know, this idea of, first of all, I don't believe there should be anonymous calls, you know, because of that potential right there. But, you know, if you got something to say, stand up and say it, you know, and then maybe they would say, keep your identity secret, but the people should have to identify themselves. And if anybody gets traced or caught doing one of these swatting things, they should go to jail. You know, these people should be locked up. They're imperiling people. They're, you know, wasting resources. They're, you know, by diverting resources to the wrong place and time, they're, you know, they might preempt a legitimate call or something like that, much like the fire department pulling a false fire alarm, you know. So I think this, you know, this stuff with the SWAT teams has to be, you know, dealt with and, you know, get this under control such that people don't have to fear the, you know, the SS. This is similar to the Nazi SS, for crying out loud, the way it's going.
Well, this is a carryover from the Obama administration. Remember Lavoie Finicum? UN troops,
yeah.
Unmarked vehicles ambushing him in the middle of a road up in Oregon. You know.
Yeah, but I believe he was shot by Oregon state trooper snipers, I think, also. Oregon state police involved with that, too.
Well, they, as far as I'm aware, nobody has ever admitted who was there. There were lots of people in his, because the UN was thick up there at the time. And
right.
Obama had given control to the UN in along with local police in that area who were cooperating. So I don't think we really know
right.
who shot him. But there were UN unmarked vehicles up there, the black SUVs.
Right.
And, you know, they had like 20 vehicles there, which you didn't see in any of the footage.
That was practically miraculous, given the way the vehicle was shot up, that the people inside, you know, got out unscathed.
Well, I've heard the interviews with the people in that vehicle. They were clearly trying to kill the people in that vehicle. It's a miracle they did not die. We have a break. Glenn, thank you for the call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You only live twice.
Ladies and ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about gold and silver. And my sponsor, Gold Wealth Financial, that website's goldwealthfinancial.com. Many people are unfamiliar with the benefits of investing in gold, silver, and other precious metals because they've had very little exposure to these assets. The United States gold standard ended in 1971. That means if the dollar ever collapses, your paper money investments could become worthless. However, by diversifying your portfolio, investing in gold and silver, you can protect your hard-earned assets from any future crisis or economic collapse. You need to check out their website. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link on my website at thelibertyman.com. And they have a telephone number. A telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Thank you very much.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out the John Moore Patriot Symposium. This will be a Caribbean cruise that we're going on in October. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have not one, but two weekly radio shows. Let people know how you can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Thanks, John. Every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroads. And by the way, we've changed to summertime frequencies. So make sure you go to my webpage and pick up on the new summertime frequency. Because I'm at that cusp of sundown and after the change of the season, we change frequencies. Anyway, that's from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee. And then my weekly paid cast, $3.95 per month, where you get an extra hour of deep dive into scientific topics. And right now I'm covering my book, Comets. And that's a very interesting book, central to my work on the electrical nature of the universe.
When you did your theoretical work at Cornell University back in the 70s, it was very controversial and was not accepted by the scientists at all, was it, sir?
Oh, it was unbelievable, the anger. I mean, it was not just this is goofy stuff, kid. It was anger. When I would go to American Geophysical Union meetings, there would be somebody assigned to the, say, graduate students that would not allow them to talk to me. And if they were caught talking to me, immediately somebody was on top of them. It was amazing.
You know, that's what the North Koreans do with their athletes when they're traveling. They make sure the athletes don't talk to anybody because they're fearful that they'll attempt to defect. You also, along the same lines, Jim, NASA announced that they were going to trail a very long carbon fiber tail antenna behind one of their satellites, and you attempted to warn them that they would be making a mass mistake. Tell us about that and what the consequences were, Jim.
Well, first of all, they were stealing my technology. I was in California in Los Angeles through venture capital groups, and I was looking for funding for my magnetic propulsion system, which is published in my book, Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection. The IEEE paper on that is there. But this group was stealing my work, and they were asked to review it. They ended up stealing it and getting money through NASA, through the federal government. And my idea was to use glass tubes to run electrical currents and use it as a form of propulsion, magnetic propulsion system. And so anyway, I went to their office out in La Jolla, California. I walked in, the secretary, everybody knew me, because I was well known at the time, the early 1980s. And I went into the lead scientist's office, and he wasn't the lead scientist. He was like a younger guy. The lead scientist was an older NASA guy. But anyway, they had formed this little company out there to basically steal my idea. They were going to put a carbon tether out into outer space, out of the space shuttle, and run it out many kilometers, like 10 kilometers. And I talking to the guy, and I, first of all, he denied that he knew me. Well, he knew me. My proposal that went to the venture capital group was sitting on top of his desk. And when they saw it, he tried to, like, pretend that it wasn't there. And
oops, that's a big oops, isn't it?
Yeah. And so then anyway, I told him, I said, you know, you're going to discharge the local capacitor by letting this thing out of the space shuttle. And he was like, of course, they were NASA employees. They knew everything. I couldn't tell them anything. Well, they finally got bumped and bumped and bumped. They finally got their run on the space shuttle to put their space tether out. It got out about 200 feet. And the discharge blew the doors off of the space shuttle. One of the doors almost completely off. It knocked out all of their computer systems, and they had to come in on basically a maintenance computer to help them reprogram it, to help them come in. So this is what these clowns did, and I told them don't do it. Anyway, that's the short version.
Well, they're very fortunate that they were able to recover that. Was this a manned or unmanned vehicle in space?
Oh, you mean the tether?
Well, the vehicle the tether was coming out of.
Oh, the space shuttle, absolutely. Yeah,
well, it was a space shuttle. Gotcha. Well,
it was a space shuttle.
It was a crew of, what, five or six people at least on there?
Seven people, yeah.
Well, they're very fortunate to be alive, and 10 kilometers is 6 miles, and they only got this thing out a couple hundred yards when it almost blew the whole thing up, didn't it?
Yeah.
Amazing. We have a bottom-of-the-hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th day of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. My website is now smartphone compatible. It's been a struggle. It took months, but it is smartphone compatible. We've got some interesting new things up there. Open source intelligence. A friend of mine, former military intelligence, he puts this thing together pretty much 6 to 7 days a week. We get new fresh posts up there as quickly as we can. These are interesting articles. I know my demographics. I know what you folks are interested in. You will love getting up to date with the articles posted under Open Source Intelligence. That's got the red letters there. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. Many of you have arthritis pain, and you don't have energy cleaners. And, of course, hundreds of you do, because I've been selling these things now for about 8 years. Give yourself an energy cleaner. Get over the arthritis pain. Wake up pain-free in the morning like I do. I started my workout this morning, by the way. My plan is to be competing in the 100-meter dash this year in the Senior Olympics. And I wake up pain-free after sleeping at night as well as I did as a small child. You can also get yourself an energy cleaner. There's a $285 charge for energy cleaner, and there is a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can call my toll-free order line. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page. And Jim, your projects seem to be moving along pretty well. You have multiple projects going on. I know you published a book about the Nazca lines, and your some articles, I should say. Any updates on what's going on with your work with the Peruvian government on the Nazca lines? Hello, Jim. Is Jim there? I'm not hearing anything. Jim, take your phone off mute. Or Skype off mute. Okay. Well, we have a technical issue we're dealing with. We have a caller on hold here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Morning, John. Say, you started off talking about the Mueller deal.
Yes.
And I heard this from on another network. A guy who's an investigative reporter that's investigating the Bill Browder deal. And I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it goes clear back to the Clinton and Bush 1 administrations and how that, you know, Russia got looted with the help of a lot of Americans. And moves on, involves the Magnitsky Act, that the meeting with Trump Jr. was supposed to be about. And he mentioned the other day that the NSA has admitted collecting evidence that they weren't supposed to collect, and that they're getting ready, they're claiming they're going to destroy it, and this guy's afraid that that's going to be the way they get rid of Hillary's emails that they have.
Well, I don't think those emails can be destroyed. I think they've been captured and held as evidence. Jim, did you hear Sherry's comments?
No, I missed it. I'm sorry. Something about the emails and Russian something.
Apparently, Sherry heard some people talking that apparently NSA has care and custody of these Hillary emails, and they may be destroying that evidence. Is that a good summary there, Sherry?
Basically, yeah. They're afraid that might be a way that they're going to get to because this has a lot of stuff. Goes back to the Clinton administration, but
right.
It also a lot of dirty stuff during the Obama administration.
Right. Well, I've been dealing with evidence since 1972, and there's a chain of custody with evidence, and it's been preserved. And anything that would harm that evidence would be a very serious criminal matter, and I really doubt that would happen, Sharon.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd throw that into the mix.
Okay, well, we appreciate it.
The other thing is, who would...
Go ahead.
Yeah, who would... The other issue with those emails is that everybody had offline servers, their own private servers. Obama did. They ran the government, if you want to call it that, or they ran the scam government through those private emails. I mean, who was Hillary emailing from her private server? It was all these other people, the whole laundry list. And when you see, like when Hannity names off all of these people, all of them had private servers who were all communicating and doing all the backdoor dealing, and very little actually got done on the official servers. You know, that's one of the other funny things is if you look in the official servers, not much happened. there were, you know, tens of thousands of emails per week going back and forth between these people, including Obama, who had surnames, you know, fake names, etc. So this is a major issue. And the problem is the Justice Department is so corrupt. It's probably the most corrupt department of the government. It has been. It continues to be. And that's why you have the Mueller investigation going on and on and on and never ending, and nothing being done about the real issues. Because they are hoping that someday, that's what they were hoping, Hillary would win, all this would go away, nobody would ever hear about it. And so that's what they're hoping now, is that they can somehow neutralize Trump, make all of this go away, and then harass anybody that helped him get elected so that nobody else in the future wants to do that thankless task. But anyway, yeah, there's a lot there, and it should have been investigated a long time ago. We had a worthless attorney in there for 2 years, and now it doesn't look really much better.
Well, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. The attorney general under Hussein Obama was basically a political operative doing what Hussein Obama wanted, as opposed to carrying out the constitutional mandate and mission statement of the attorney general of the United States. People are wondering, Jim, and it's been going on for you know, we're into the about 2 months, 3 months into the third year of this administration, why President Trump did not move more quickly. Well, here's why. Two Bush administrations, one Clinton, and two Obama terms of office, all appointing deep state people that this president has to deal with. He has to clean house and appoint patriots and constitution-believing men and women in these sensitive positions before he can move forward. That's what's been taking place the past 2 years. I don't know how close he is to being able to move forward in a proper manner, but I think it has to be getting close, where he's got trusted patriots who will do the right thing for the right reasons in the Department of Justice, the FBI, and these other three-letter agencies, to clean house, going back all those administrations. It's quite a challenge, isn't it, sir?
Oh, absolutely. John, I wanted to change directions a little bit. This was an eye-opener this last week. There's a video. It came out. I can send it to you. Maybe you can post it. Get a lot more visibility on your page. But it turns out that this Andrea Cortez Ditz chick from New York was an audition. She won out of 10,000 auditions to become the political. Yeah, this is really a mind blower. And at first I thought, this is, you know. And then as this guy put this story together, it's really true. I mean, after Bernie got bumped out, these people all jumped ship and went to this Justice Democrats party. And so AOC is really a member of what they call the Justice, and this Iran chick from Minnesota. I don't know what, I forget her name. And then these other ones, they got seven people elected, but she auditioned out of 10,000 people. And so she's an actor, an actress. And so that's the guy explained, and it's really true. When you see her off cue, without prompting, she looks like a complete bubble-headed freshman in high school with nothing to say, that nothing makes any sense. But when she's scripted, like I just saw her in asking some questions of Wells Fargo in a congressional hearing, she sounds like the most intelligent person on the planet, but she's reading a script.
That's right.
And she's got all of her documents that have been handed to her. She's up there just doing what they're telling her. And there's this whole machine behind her.
Let me follow up on that, Jim. This is a attractive, intelligent, articulate woman. There's no depth to her. She's probably never read a newspaper on a regular basis, hasn't read any books of any consequence. There's no intellectual depth to her, but she is an actress, and she's intelligent and attractive and articulate, and she can read a script and come across very convincingly like any good actress or actor can do, can't she?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've gone to high school plays. I went to one, it was the West Side Story, one of the more difficult Broadway plays to do with the dancing and the singing, and this high school group pulled it off. I mean, I thought I was on Broadway. Yeah, so yeah, there are very good actors that are young, and you pull one of them and you take 10,000 people out of New York City and do an audition, you're going to come up with somebody that can play the role, and that's what she's doing.
I saw the actor Rock Hudson, this has been 40 years ago, in a shopping mall. I was plainclothes retail security at the time, and we got word that Rock Hudson was going to be in the premises. And I was on a second floor balcony watching this man prance about with the demeanor of a 12-year-old girl. His the way he walked, his the way he talked, the way he used his hand gestures, and of course he was homosexual, but as an actor, he looked like as macho a guy as as John Wayne. For what an actor!
right. Oh no, it's amazing. So what we're seeing. I mean, this is really important. People have to get tuned to this. John, I'll send you the link, and you may have seen the same video. But when you see the people behind her and the staging that's going on here, it's incredible to see that. And their goal is to take over the vacuum that took place when the Clintons dropped out or got bombed out of the Democratic Party. It left a huge vacuum, and this group has moved in, and their goal is to take over the Democratic Party. And that's why Nancy Pelosi is just mum. I mean, she is just in shock. You don't ever see Nancy Pelosi anymore except if she's apologizing for what Omar said. That's the one from Minnesota.
The Muslim woman. Yeah.
Yeah, right. She made some comments about Jewish people influence in Washington. And Nancy Pelosi is like, well, she's new, you know, she doesn't know how to use the words like we do. No,
right,
very clear what was being said. And
right. Backpedaling and deflecting. This Muslim woman is a smart woman, and she knows exactly what she's saying.
Yeah, and so I mean, but the Democratic Party is being taken over by extreme socialists, basically, and this is being funded through George Soros. This is not a mistake. She didn't just run out and run up and down the street in New York and get elected. This was well planned. They're targeting what they consider swing seats of the Democratic Party, and they're going for it. And the next time, they're going to be going after many other seats, a much bigger net, you might call it.
Well, this Ocasio-Cortez woman and the Muslim woman, they're not in leadership positions officially. They're getting a lot of press because of their outrageous behavior and statements. Nancy Pelosi is still the Speaker of the House, which is one of the most powerful positions in the United States government. But she's being marginalized by these whippersnappers that are making these outrageous statements and getting all the attention, isn't she?
Well, and that's the other thing, is the news media. When you see somebody getting that level of news media, let's go back to Planet X and Nancy Leader. You know, this bizarre chick with a bowl haircut and saying she talks to aliens and Planet X is going to come and kill us all, getting all of this publicity. That's not a mistake. That's not, you know, this is planned. You know, in those days, I was on Coast to Coast a lot. I was on more than Richard Hoagland. I was on a lot of radio shows that are will not have me on anymore because I'm not saying what they want me to say. But anyway, how did that woman...
In the past, Jim, when we've talked about this, you would never mention Nancy Leader's name by name. You just referred to as an older woman who, with her beliefs that were so bizarre and strange. She's still active.
But she was a CIA plant. She came out of L.A. She and her husband owned a software company that produced software that for the government. They all had security clearances, and they got divorced, and she moved back to Wisconsin to tend her garden and do the Planet X Crazy Lady Talks to Aliens deal.
Yep, yep. And you know, when you do a Google search for Planet X, she pops up on the first page. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
No satisfaction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know, I didn't know until recently, that you could have gold and silver in your IRA. It's a wonderful idea. Many IRAs are subject to problems such as inflation or, in the event of an invested IRA, fluctuations in the stock market. Few people realize there's a smaller alternative, a precious metals IRA. Contact Steve at goldwealthfinancial.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 480-440-7100. Be sure and ask for the Rookie Mistakes Guide. It's free. He'll mail it to you. If you don't have internet access, he'll drop a copy in the mail to you. If you do have internet access, it's a free download at his website at goldwealthfinancial.com. Great people, great service. Get in contact with my friend Steve Hunt. Thank you very much.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 13th of March. Well, Jim, it's been a fast-moving hour. We're down to the last 3 minutes here. What information do you want to get out to these folks, sir?
Well, just to mention, tomorrow night on my show, I'll be talking about the so-called bomb cyclone. The weathermen now have a new sexy term. Remember polar vortex? Now we have bomb cyclone coming through the United States. And I'll put my vote on this one being manipulated. The way they're bringing the moisture in from the Gulf and from the Pacific side, both. The way they're bringing the cold weather from the north with cyclones up north and then bringing in basically a hurricane, an overland hurricane, and they're expecting tornadoes with snow. So anyway, so much for warm weather hurricanes. I'll be talking about the 737 Boeing jet issue and the college entrance scam deal. I mean, I spend most of my show talking about just outrageous issues, you know. That's why I have my paid cast, so I can dedicate an hour to pure science every week. But those will be the topics I'll be covering. And then also, who owns your computer? I'll be talking about computer security. And then also about how to read an article that hypes alternative energy, three-blade wind turbines, and solar. When you read these articles and all the gee whiz numbers, what do they really mean? Those are my topics for tomorrow.
All right. Well, there'll be some interesting topics. I want to encourage everybody to listen. You know, you'll get a lot out of it. And Jim delivers university-level lectures in language that anybody can understand and appreciate. So, just tune in and listen to Jim's radio shows. Okay, well, thank you, Jim. I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Thanks, John. Take care, everybody. Have a good week.
Okay. We got to top there. A break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. We'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist with us, J.R. Nyquist, and we will be talking about the international communist conspiracy. It goes places and is part of our world in ways that most people don't have a clue. And we're going to talk about that. And it's always interesting to talk to Jeff. He's always got something new to tell us. And it's very important, I believe, to understand what's really going on behind the scenes, the things that appear to be no relationship whatsoever to international communism, when in fact they are. And it's demonstrable and provable. Okay, tomorrow, Thursday, we'll have Steve Hunt the first half hour, and my friend Tom Berryhill the second half hour. The second hour, right at the moment, is open lines. And then Friday, we have Tom Berryhill back for emergency communications and Dr. Lynn Wilbert on health, the second hour. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.